Hi, everyone. You are now tuned into The Credit Show with Mr. Info. I go by Troy Bay, aka Mr. Info. And today we're going to be talking about a title and a topic that most of us are probably dealing with, or we're going to deal with it sometime in the future, or maybe we've dealt with it in the past. We're going to talk about credit. Today I am going to be answering the 10 most common questions that I found that are asked about credit and about any, you know, being in a credit situation. This is a podcast. You can get a copy of this podcast at iTunes.com. You can also get a copy of this on iHeartRadio or hear it on iHeartRadio. But as far as the 10 questions that we're going to be talking about today, we're going to talk about, you know, the interest rates that credit card companies charge. What can we do about the interest rates that they charge us, and how can they charge us? We need to know, you know, if they can charge us, if we are doing the right things. We're going to talk about when the debt collectors are calling, things that you can tell them or things that you can do. We're going to talk about, you know, how many credit cards are there that you're supposed to have? I mean, is there a set number that you're supposed to have? A lot of our financial IQ and education has come from either mentors or parents or maybe even teachers or some financial gurus. And we're gonna cover that. We're also gonna cover debt. And if debt is left to you, or if you've accumulated some sort of debt, or a spouse that hasn't paid their share of the debt, and now you're left to pay that bill, because we all know that we don't want to pay that bill. Also, we're going to talk about if you can even get, why would you have to go into bankruptcy over debt? Is there a way for you to avoid bankruptcy? I had a few friends that have went into bankruptcy over the debt that they have had. One of them, he had a few million dollars in debt. The other, maybe, you know, a few thousand. But either way, both of them filed for bankruptcy. Was there a way for either one of them to avoid bankruptcy? We're going to talk about checking your credit score. How many points are taken off on an inquiry? And also, if you co-sign on something, if you're co-signing on someone's loan, are you responsible? Are you held responsible for a payment that's not paid, or is it going to hit your credit and hit your credit in a negative way, and things like that? So with that said, again, this is Troy Bay, aka Mr. Info. You are on The Credit Show, so let's get started. So the first question our listeners want to know is, how can the credit companies raise your interest rate if you've paid your bill on time? What can be done about it, or what can you do about it? And I would say that at this point in time, it is against the law for a credit company to raise your interest score if you are doing everything on time. If you are not paying on time, based off the time of the debt that you hadn't paid, so say you didn't pay in 30 days, 60 days, they do have a right to raise your interest score on those occasions when you haven't paid. But if you are paying on time, you shouldn't worry about anything as far as an interest rate going up or gaining on you at all. The one thing that you can do about an interest rate, if you want to get it changed, or you notice that the interest rate is just too high, you could call the credit company and negotiate an interest rate with them. What you can do is just tell the credit company that, you know, you're going to take your business elsewhere if they can't lower this interest rate, because maybe you can't afford it anymore. Maybe you had a job change. Maybe you have lost your job, or You just found other credit card companies that are offering a lower interest rate. So you can call them and you can, everything is negotiable when it comes to business, and you can call them and negotiate and tell them that, you know, you're going to take it elsewhere. You know, you can't deal with the high interest rates anymore. And, you know, that's what it's going to be. So, most credit card companies are going to work with you because they don't want to lose that business. In business, you're taught to, you know, not let the dollar run out the door, so to speak. So they will try to work with you or maybe even match what you have found. So you always want to be looking out for other credit card companies and seeing what their interest rates are so that you can be able to get the lowest interest rate possible, because that's more money that you keep in your pockets. So if a debt collector has contacted me about an old debt, do I have to pay? Is the next question. It depends. It depends on if the debt is in your name. It depends on your knowledge and your expertise on what it is about debt collectors and if the contracts are have changed hands. Usually you want to deal with whoever had the debt in the first place. You don't want to deal with the second place person with the debt, which would be the bill collectors or debt collectors, what we call them. You want to make sure that you contact anyone who is questioning you about debt and has questions for you about debt. Many of the companies that call about the debt collections, we don't know who the company is because they have purchased the some sort of debt from one of the primary companies. And now, you know, it could be passed on and passed around as many times as possible. At times, excuse me, at times you will find that if you look at your credit report, that some of the creditors are double dipping is what I call it here. But what that means is maybe you have a debt out, and because you have a debt out and you haven't paid it, then someone will write it off or charge it off or they'll sell it. And then they won't report it to the credit bureaus because the credit bureaus charge them to report it in the first place. So when they do sell it to the next company or the next creditor, now both creditors are hitting your credit at the same time. And now you have two accounts where the credits are, you know, your credit score is dropping, but it's the same account. So you got to be paying attention, especially in this financial game. You got to be paying attention to what it is that's on your credit report and who is reporting on your credit report. Other than that, you know, you can contact the credit, the collection agency, and negotiate again, a lower payment, lower interest rate, and see if they will lower anything on the actual, you know, on the actual debt or whatever it is that they're claiming that you have, just to give you leverage and things like that. So, and then also check the statutes of limitations, because a lot of the creditors will call you. Things are supposed to be so-called dropped off your credit after 7 years. So around that 6 year, maybe 364 day mark, that last day that you're supposed to, you know, get it dropped off, you know, you get a creditor to call and they'll accept a payment of $5, just say, some sort of payment. And as long as they accepted the payment, they have now restarted your 7 years. So you want to make sure that when you're dealing with debt collectors and bill collectors and things like that, you want to make sure that you know what the statute of limitations is as far as how long this debt has been there and when is it supposed to clear. Just to make sure that you don't get that 7 years again, and then now you're dealing with the whole situation all over again. All right, so let's move on to the next question. What is the ideal number of credit cards to carry? In my opinion, it is It's based on whatever your goals are. It doesn't really, there isn't a really a set number of credit cards to have. I think the general number will probably be about 2, but you want to make sure that whatever your goals are. I know people who purchase homes and investments and things like that with credit, and they do it in a strategic way where they're able to use all of the interest rates on the credit cards. They're able to do balance transfers and things like that where it is a strategic plan where they may have 15 or 20 credit cards. But most people usually have about 2, maybe 3. I know a client of mine, she ended up having a couple, and then she just had one on the side that, you know, just in case, I guess, emergency purposes and things like that. But I think the general idea is to make sure that if you are getting credit cards, to use them in a strategic manner where they appreciate in value. Like whatever you're doing, whatever you're investing in, make sure it's an investment where you're going to compound, or you're going to increase in value, whatever it is that you're using them for. And also use the grace periods that come along with the credit cards with that as well. So in that grace period is a time period between when you actually get the bill, which is usually around the 15th or the 17th, and when you have to pay that bill, the 31st, whatever charges that you make in between there, you can charge and then pay it off, and then you can't get charged any interest on it as long as it's paid off before it gets to the next bill, which the next bill will be about on the next 15th or 17th, which will give you just about 25 days to actually pay off whatever the balance is before that next bill comes out and avoid interest rates. So there, you know, when it comes to credit cards and the number of credit cards that you have, you want to make sure that you are using the credit cards to invest in yourself and to make sure that whatever you're investing in is appreciating. And you just want to have a couple of credit cards. Just, you know, the average is about 2, but you want to make sure that you are using them the correct way. If you have more than 2, make sure that, you know, you're investing with them and you're not just outspending them. All right, so let's move on to the next question. My child has a lot of debt. What is the best way to help? Well, the first thing that you can do is to make sure that you educate your child on how to handle debt and on how to manage debt. Just a side note, I have wrote a book called Credit Repair Made Easy But Effective, up to 45 points in 45 days. It is available on Amazon.com. In that book, we discuss the basics of credit and what credit is, how to raise the credit scores, and ways to deal with debt, and how to manage your debt if you have some, how to talk to bill collectors if you have any, and negotiate. So if you really want to know how to help your child and their financial literacy, that's a great book to buy. Again, that's on Amazon.com, Credit Repair Made Easy But Effective by Bay Universe. And also, maybe if you are asking this question, you're probably one of the parents that the child is asking for money now. They can't get money anywhere else, so now they're coming to you to avoid them going even further into debt, because typically if the parent is enabling them, they will, you know, so long the time and surpass the time that it takes to actually rebuild or repay. You can give them, instead of a loan, give them a gift. That's a good way, or a great way, to eliminate some of the debt that they're getting, if you do want to give them something. Or otherwise, you can have them set up an agreement with you, a loan agreement, an official loan agreement, that is, and have them to, you know, put their, do an automation, do a bank draft from their bank to your bank, And whenever they're paid or whenever the money comes in, that it actually comes to you automated where you don't have to worry about them actually sending you anything. So that's a couple of ways that you can deal with helping your child if they have debt, and the best way for you to get involved. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. My spouse or parent died, and I discovered a lot of debt. Do I have to pay it? Okay, so with this scenario, if you have a spouse or a parent that has passed on, so in most cases, you won't have to pay for someone else's debt. You will have to pay if you have co-signed or if you are on any loan agreements or anything like that, where you agree to take liability as far as being a co-signer or something like that. I think that they will find it accurate if you ever did disputes or anything on your credit as far as if that account has your name on it. But as long as your name is not on it, there's a tax called death tax that anything that is left in that person's estate will be liquidated, and all of their bills will be paid, or whatever can be paid will be paid from whatever they're left. So in most cases, unless you have your name on the loan documents or something like that, if you co-signed, you won't have to pay for someone else's debt when they pass on. So, all right, so let's keep it moving. I don't have the money to file for bankruptcy. What can I do? Well, in those cases, chances are if you don't have the money to file for bankruptcy, that means that you don't have a lot of assets, and that makes you unattractive to lawyers and also to creditors, because they don't have anything to come after you for. What is it that they can get from you if you don't have it? So in those cases where you don't have any assets and you don't have any money, I would say that you wouldn't even need to file bankruptcy. Why would you need to file bankruptcy when you lack the actual assets that the lawyers and attorneys are trying to come after, or the creditors that, you know, they're trying to come after? So in most of those cases, because you're unattractive from a credit standpoint, you won't need to even file bankruptcy. You won't have to file bankruptcy on that one. Okay, so will checking my credit score harm my credit? No. The question is, or the answer is no. When you check your own credit score, it's called a self-inquiry, you won't have to have any points taken off of your credit, so to speak. The inquiry is really soft. It's not something that's hard. In most cases, when the creditors are checking your credit score, like maybe if you are going to finance a car, open up a credit card, get a business loan, get a bank loan or something like that, and someone else from the outside, a third party, is hitting your credit, the score could be 5 points or more. But usually when you do it yourself, or you get a free copy, like I think freecreditscore.com or freecreditreport.com, you can get an annual copy every year, once a year, just to check it out. There shouldn't be any hard inquiry hits on your credit from you doing it. So if there are, you need to call the credit bureaus and send a letter to them saying it, you know, that it was you, dispute it, and make sure that they get that corrected, and make them make sure that they send you a letter verifying that they have made the correction. All right. So how many points does an inquiry take off your credit report? And a general credit hit, like I said, less than 5% of your score is counted as far as credit inquiries with hitting your credit. Less than 5% of it counts for that. So not very much. But again, you don't want to have so many, because to creditors, it may look like you're desperate. It may look like you are not financial literate and they're wondering why you're trying. You must be in a desperate situation, and usually when you're in a desperate situation, no one wants to lend to you at that point for some reason, but that's just the way the game goes. So you want to make sure that you are, you know, not going out and just constantly hitting your credit, hitting your credit, hitting your credit. I can tell you for sure, no creditor is going to find that attractive. So if you are trying to do anything strategic, like we mentioned earlier, if you're going to have, you know, credit cards, or you're going to have any bank loans or anything like that, you want to make sure that you're not getting so many hits that you look desperate to them, because then they will not. I repeat, they will not lend to you. All right. So that let's go to the final two questions. My ex was supposed to pay this account. He or she didn't, and it damaged my credit score. Now, what do I do? Well, really, there's nothing that you can do. It sounds like you are on whatever the contract was that the husband was on, or the spouse was on, or your ex. It sounds like you were a party to it, and there is literally nothing that you can do about that, as long as you are on that debt. But if you can, try to have some type of communication with that ex and have them pay their share, or you could pay it off and make it current, you know, and make and bring the balance to zero, and therefore it doesn't affect your credit anymore. But there's literally nothing that you can do on that situation. And finally, I co-signed an auto loan for my daughter or son. When I tried to refinance my mortgage on my home, I found out she had, or he had, been paying late, and it hurt my credit score. What can I do to get that information removed? Again, if you are on the on a contract, it doesn't matter who it's with. It can be with your ex. It can be with your children. If you are on the contract yourself, as long as you are on there, you have taken a liability. If that is the way that the contract was set up and signed, that's a good thing to know, is how to exist within financial contracts. So maybe that is an avenue for you. And I'm pretty sure that we'll be doing future podcasts on financial literacy as far as contracts and contract law is concerned. But if in that situation, if you are a co-signer, you are definitely liable for whatever the debt is, and it will fall back to you almost in every case, in every scenario. So again, if you have any future questions, just feel free to comment on any of the platforms that we have. We're on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are on iTunes, we will be on iHeartRadio, we're on LinkedIn. And also, we have the book that I was telling you guys about that's going to break down the basics of credit, called Credit Repair Made Easy But Effective, up to 45 points in 45 days. It's available on Amazon.com, and it is by Bay Universe, which is our company, Bay Universe Enterprises. And again, feel free to comment, feel free to purchase the book. We will have other products coming out pretty soon. Also, you can purchase that credit repair book on our website, which is bayuniverse.com, BEYUNI-VERSE.com. Again, that's BEYUNI-VERSE.com. We will have our merchandise and products available on our website as well. And again, this has been your 10 most common questions asked about credit. See you guys on the next episode.